And to China, where protests against strict COVID measures have spread to the biggest cities. China, which has a strict zero COVID policy, has seen its highest daily cases since the pandemic began. The most recent demonstrations followed the deaths of 10 people in a fire at a locked down high-rise building in Urumqi. Protesters have blamed lockdown rules for hampering rescue efforts. In Shanghai over the weekend, as police looked on, the crowd held up blank sheets of paper, a protest symbol against censorship, and they called for the leader, Xi Jinping, to go. I'm joined now by Emily Fang, NPR's Beijing correspondent. Emily, good morning. How rare is it to see protests on this scale, or on any scale indeed, in China?
These are extremely rare because of how strong the state surveillance capabilities are. And of course, there are very strong legal incentives not to go out because people can get arrested and face more than 10 years in prison for shouting the slogans that you just heard on air. But people are still coming out in droves and showing remarkable courage. And the fact that there has been multiple protests in multiple cities at around the same time is just absolutely unseen in Xi Jinping's China right now.
Can you describe for us the level of frustration now in China that has prompted these protests, the level of frustration with the continuing strict COVID lockdowns?
Well, there's been absolute anger. And part of the problem was that Beijing had indicated they might relax slightly some aspects of zero COVID policies. But as COVID cases continued rising this month, instead of relaxing as promised, China closed down again. So you had the same lockdowns, the same mass testing, and that broken promise and false expectation really pushed people over the edge. The final push, of course, was that deadly apartment fire. People started thinking to themselves, what would I do if my family were stuck in that situation and we were unable to escape a burning building? And that has been what the final spark, that has been the final spark needed to get these people out in the streets.
What does a strict lockdown look like in China?
Right now, there are targeted lockdowns. So if there's one positive case in a building or a close contact in a building, that building is locked down. But there's been a lot of confusion about what the new rules are, because as I mentioned before, Beijing said they were going to relax some rules, and so they weren't going to be as strenuous about locking down certain floors. But right now, you see thousands and thousands of these targeted neighborhood lockdowns still happening across China, people who are mandated to go get tests every single day, still today. And so these rules have become incredibly onerous. They've killed the local economy, and people have no freedom about whether they can go out that day and no ability to plan, because a lockdown could hit you at any moment, at any time.
Protests that are rare and I'm sure unheard of, that people would call for the resignation of the leader. How are the authorities responding?
Well, officially, they haven't really responded at all, right? They have not acknowledged that these protests are happening. They are censoring any post about these protests online. If you go onto Chinese state television, the main state broadcasters, newscasters' website, there's no mention at all that mass demonstrations are taking place in all major cities in China. Now, there have been some limited successes with these protests in the sense that authorities are letting some residents go if there are no active COVID cases in their neighborhood because of these demonstrations. And in Xinjiang, where there was this deadly apartment fire, authorities did say that if you are in a low-risk area, there are no active COVID cases around you, then you can finally leave your homes after more than 100 days of lockdown. But authorities are also cracking down on the protests at the same time. They're arresting people. They're often following protesters as they disperse from these events and shoving them into waiting vans. And you should expect these crackdowns to continue and escalate as the days go by.
It's afternoon in China now. Are there protests today, or are there protests planned for later this evening?
You know, I'm in online groups where people say they are planning more vigils and protests tonight. We'll see if they manage to succeed. Again, the issue is trying to get enough people together quickly enough before police find out and start dispersing people.
Emily Fang, NPR's Beijing correspondent. Thank you. It's just after 7:45.